The Iranian foreign minister says the U.S. needs to reconsider its approach of applying sanctions against other nations, arguing they are a liability for Washington. Mohammad Javad Zarif also slammed the Washington for refusing to participate in a U.N.-organized meeting to ban the use of nuclear weapons. The diplomatic rift between Qatar and a Saudi-led alliance of four Arab states has widened after Egypt decided to end a visa-free entry for Qatari nationals. Cairo said it would maintain some exceptions but has not elaborated on them. The Syrian army and its allied units are advancing on the Daesh stronghold of Raqqa, recapturing several villages and oil fields from the Takfiri terrorists. Syrian government forces also regained several areas in the western parts of Deir al-Zor province. Muslim worshippers have refused to enter Al-Aqsa Mosque amid anger over the Israeli regime's installation of metal detectors around the holy site in Jerusalem Al-Quds. Islamic groups urged the worshippers to protest the new security measure despite Tel Aviv's decision to reopen the site on Sunday. Venezuela's opposition calls for a 24-hour general strike to protest against President Nicolas Maduro's bid to rewrite the constitution. On Sunday, more than a third of Venezuela's 19 million voters rejected the decision. The strike is part of what the opposition describes as, quote, a final offensive to force Maduro to resign. Nearly a dozen people have been killed and 45 others wounded in gun violence over the weekend in the U.S. city of Chicago. Among the victims were a 9-year-old boy and a 58-year-old community activist. Police say 30 of the shootings occurred during an 18-hour period from Saturday night to Sunday morning. Meanwhile, an investigation is underway in the U.S. state of Minnesota, where an Australian woman was fatally shot after she called police for help. Minneapolis City Mayor Betsy Hodges says the officer's body cameras were switched off while responding to the call. Fierce wildfires have forced the evacuation of some 40,000 Canadians in the western part of the country. Air quality advisories are in effect in the city of Calgary. Thousands of firefighters and hundreds of aircraft are now battling to contain the raging blaze in the western province.